Good evening. It's good to see all of you here. We certainly do have a lot to be thankful for this year and in any year of our lives and every day that we wake up. Would you pray with me? Lord, we certainly do give you thanks for this evening and for our time that we can gather here to reflect on your goodness in our lives. Lord, we thank you for the many blessings that you give us, both for our physical bodies and for our spiritual needs as well. Lord, we ask that you would open our hearts to receive your word here this evening and that you would help us reflect on all the good things that we have each and every day. Block out a few distractions that might be racing through our minds. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I thought I would show just a couple of pictures on the screen here this evening, just to kind of get us started into the Thanksgiving mood. You know, everybody, Thanksgiving can be a stressful time, but I want us to look at this one and see how a couple of guys handle it anyway. It says there, you know what I love about Thanksgiving? It's an absolutely 100% no-stress holiday. From the men's perspective, right? You see the women in the background. I'm not so sure they would agree with that statement. The guys are ready to eat, and that's what we're going to be doing tomorrow, right? A lot of us. Go to the next one. These are ones that I found about. This one I found kind of cute. The guy, you know, has his blind stick and his hatchet, and the turkeys are saying moo, you know, trying to trick him. And the next one, yeah, I'm a chicken, the turkey went that way. Drats, you know, frustrated. And the final one, I think there's one more. Yeah, this fits in today's world, right? Something's up, the farmer just unfriended me on Facebook, so... So anyway, just a little bit of humor, but you know, the first part of this week is really got me thinking about things, and particularly about my sermon on Sunday. That's not fair. Has that come back to bite anybody yet? It has me a couple of times already this week. I got really frustrated yesterday because on Monday I was on my way out here to the church, and there was a local police officer following a car pretty close, and I thought, man, I wonder what he's doing with him. I mean, he was following him extremely close, I thought. And then he pulled over into the lane up here on 36 to turn left to come out here to come out Highway 22, and guess what? He did not use his turn signal. And I was quickly reminded of a few months ago when I was pulled over in town for not using my turn signal. That's absolutely not fair, is it? Absolutely not. Yesterday, me and Stacy were coming out here to the church. I was behind a police officer in a car. And it was about a block or two there by Sonic. And what does he do? He turns right down one of those streets, and guess what? Absolutely no turn signal. And I got furious. I mean, I was fixing to turn down the street and go follow him and tell him, if you're going to stop other people for not using your turn signal, then you better use, if you're going to stop people for not using it, you better use yours, right? I thought, that is not fair. And then Stacy said, calm down, calm down. And so then I had to turn back to my message for tonight and think, okay, how can I make this positive? And I said, okay, I'm so thankful that I have a car to drive. Okay, so what are some things, you know, that we're thankful for? And I know those range from a lot of different areas that we're thankful for. What are some things that you're thankful for?
As you get older,
family. Family, okay. And that's probably a big one. Do what? Jesus, okay. What else?
Good health.
Good health. Yeah. It's getting to where when I roll out of bed in the morning, if I can kind of walk pretty good, that's a good sign. Yes. Waking up. Yeah, I mean, sometimes we just take that for granted, don't we? Just that we woke up that morning. And so there's a lot of things that we're thankful for, but I believe there's a lot of things that we're thankful for that sometimes we don't reflect on them very well. I've got a video clip here that there. It's just music. You'll have to. It just reads the word, and then you just have to kind of watch. There's no speaking, but. Know the answer, right? I mean, we've read several passages this evening about being thankful. Being thankful in all circumstances. Rejoice always. The lepers, the 10 that were cleansed and only one came back and thanked Jesus for that, gave thanks for that. We know what we're supposed to do, but how often do we just need to sit in the Thanksgiving chair? You know, I thought some of you might have thought I was hurt tonight and I was just going to preach from there, right? But I thought about this. How often, I mean, kids grow up really quick, right? And before you know it, they're gone. And I thought, how often have I done what the gentleman did at the table? Or they're so excited about something, and I've got my mind on something that I'm working on, and I say, yeah, and I'm not even listening to what they're saying. How often do I do that with my spouse? How often do we get so wrapped up in what we're dealing with or what we're struggling with, even like at the office? You could tell he was frustrated, but yet, even in that circumstance, you can sit in the Thanksgiving chair because there's something to be thankful for. And we get caught up in the circumstances of life. We get caught up in our busy routines and just forget to reflect. As he sat down in the chair when he got out of bed, you know, that was almost one of those moments where I think he was sitting down and thinking, you know, wow, I don't know how good a day this is going to be, but guess what? I'm alive. I've got the breath of life that God gave me today. And here in a moment, it's not only just about physical needs. It's not just about the physical aspect of life. But it's about the spiritual as well. As we come forward here in a moment to receive the Lord's Supper, we get in that Lord's Supper the body and blood of Jesus. He comes to us in a real personal way and brings us forgiveness, brings us the strengthening of our faith. And how often do we come up here on a Sunday morning and just kind of walk through the motions when we really need to be sitting in the Thanksgiving chair, really reflecting on what the Lord's Supper means for us? I might ask here in a moment when we come forward, I'm not going to ask all of you to sit in the chair, but as you're standing in line, I know this is kind of weird, as you're standing, pretend you're sitting, okay? Pretend you're sitting in that Thanksgiving chair and reflect on the precious gift that God gives to us in the Lord's Supper, the forgiveness and the promise of eternal life. Because we certainly have so much to be thankful for. We have things to be thankful for in our personal lives, physical lives here on this earth, but we have great things to be thankful for because of what God has done for us. I pray that we are truly thankful for everything that we have in life, for everything that God does for us, and that doesn't end here, that tomorrow as we sit around family, as we sit around a whole bunch of food, that we're thankful that we can feed our bellies, right? We're thankful tonight that we can go home and rest in a bed that some people don't have the opportunity to do. And we're thankful as we get together tomorrow with whoever it may be, family and friends, as we enjoy those people that God has placed in our lives as well. May we truly be thankful to God for everything that He gives us and continues to give us each and every day. Amen. And now may the peace of God that transcends all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.